Okay, hello Southside. Today I'm here with Charles Pitts, Samir Singh, and Andrew Coppola, and we'll be talking about Overwatch and Black Ops 4. First, I'll be talking with Andrew Coppola about Overwatch, and then Samir and Charles will do it later. Okay, so Andrew, in Overwatch, I have a question. Do you, like, what kind of game is it? Is it like a shooter game, like first person, third person?
First person shooter that's team based.
Okay, like, what kind of different modes are like for the game modes, like deathmatch or like?
Well, they have an arcade mode which has deathmatch, but most of the rest of the game is just team about teams like payload, king the hill, control points.
Okay, is there like a campaign mode or something?
Nope.
For the characters, do you design a character or do you like make them?
Well, you choose characters from the game that the creators created.
Do they come with their own weapons, or do you like make
They
your
come with
weapon?
their own weapons.
From like, what would the range of weapons be?
From hammers to pulse rifles.
Okay. And I have another question about the characters. Are they like all human based, or are there some like aliens or something like that?
No, there's a big variety of characters from humans to robots, from monkey scientists.
Oh, wow, okay. And for the maps, like, are the maps more like realistic based or?
Well, the maps are based on real places, just with more technology. Like, they have the moon on.
Okay. I heard they have something like, isn't it like Route 66 or something like that?
Route 66? Yep.
Well,
Okay.
okay, can you explain what Route 66 is?
Basically, it's a highway in the US, in Texas. But it's not like I've ever been there, so I can't really describe it.
Well, it's just a route, so, you know. Okay,
You should have described the end game, Route
The end game.
66, not
Well, there's a lot
real life.
of buildings, and it starts off where there's a crashed plane outside of a diner, and then it goes into some laboratory.
What happens in the laboratory?
Well, it doesn't really show. You're just trying to push a cart to the endpoint.
What's the end point?
The enemy spawn.
The end, where you spawn?
The team that's this, the defenders spawn.
Okay, but did the spawns change? The spawns flip?
Well, in competitive, the attackers spawn in the diner while the defenders spawn in the laboratory, but for competitive, it switches.
It switches, but for casual play, it doesn't switch.
Nope.
Okay. And but what if one team gets like overrun? They just keep spawning.
Well, they just keep spawning until the payload reaches its endpoint.
Okay. So what other game modes are there besides like just multiplayer? Is it just multiplayer?
I mean, they have events where they have player versus computer.
Okay. Is it just player's computer? Can it be like events with
Yeah, they have
other people?
events like they have Lucio Ball, which is basically soccer.
And what's the objective in that?
Well, you use Lucio's powers to get the ball to each other's goal.
So what happens if one team scores?
You score, basically, until time goes down, and then you win or lose.
Is that just one example of a game, a different game?
That's one, yeah, that's one e example of event mode. Then they have currently going on the Halloween event where they have Junkenstein's Revenge, where you're supposed to protect a gate from robots and other heroes which have their own Halloween skins.
Okay, I think that's enough with Overwatch. I think it's about time to get over to Black Ops. So Charles will be asking the questions, I think, and Samir will be answering. So Charles, what kind of questions do you have for Samir, who's probably an expert at the game by now?
So, Samir, about how long have you been playing BL4?
Since release, which is October 12th, 2018.
All right, who, do you know by any chance who makes the game?
Yeah, Treyarch makes the game and developed by Activision.
All right, what kind of, like, different weapons do they have?
They got, like, ARs, SMGs, tactical rifles, sniper rifles, launchers, combat knives, and secondaries. They're, like, ranged different stuff.
All right, are there choosable characters, or do you, like, create your own characters?
In multiplayer, there's 10 specialists you can choose from, but you can't design them at all. Just pickable.
What kind of game modes are there?
Well, there's, in multiplayer, there's, like, all sorts of, like, team deathmatch, domination, search and destroy, kill confirm, and then there's hardcore game modes that is more realistic, like, you shoot them once, they die, and then there's, like, event game modes that special things happen during certain events, like October, and, like, during winter, and, yeah, that's it.
Okay, so, is it a multiplayer game mode, or is there a campaign, or battle royales?
Well, there used to be a campaign, but it was removed in this new year of Black Ops. But there is multiplayer, and then there's this battle royale they added and replaced the campaign, which is 88 players land on a map, and on solos, last one to survive wins. And then there's a different version of that where you play duos with one other person, and the last two to survive wins. And then there's quads, where there's four people and the last four survive and win.
Alright, can you like play with your friends, or do you play with random people online?
Well, you can play with your friends pretty much as long as you play on the same platform or system. And I think the limit's up to 10 players you can play with as a friend, or like 5.
Alright, what are the maps made up of? Are they made up of like real life places or what?
Well, it's a realistic game, but not based off real places, since it has guns and stuff. And it's not really, it's just realistic, but it's not really based off anything.
Alright.
Okay, I have a question. For the platforms, what kind of platforms can you play on, like?
Well, you can only play, like, Xbox players can play with Xbox players, PS4 players can play with PS4 players, but PC and Xbox players can play together, but Sony and Microsoft can't play together.
Well, and that's Xbox and PlayStation, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Question. Is the game, like, free, or are there, like, any in-game purchases?
Well, as of now, the game is $60, but as of now, there's no microtransactions inside the game. But there is a Black Ops Pass you can get before, or you can get, that's $40, and it's for all the seasonal events and stuff. But basically, there is, like, one big microtransaction.
Okay, so in the game, like, do you like start out choosing your weapon for the start of the game, or do you like pick up weapons as you go?
Well, whenever you start off the game, you first pick a specialist out of 10 specialists that you get to pick, and then you choose whatever class you've created before, and you get to pick it. But throughout the game, if you run to like your player, one of your players who've gone down, and like you can pick up their guns, and secondaries, pick up whatever. And in their Battle Royale game mode, you can pick up, like, armor, ammo, heals, and even damaged armor.
I heard the Blackout mode was, the map is based on maps from the other Call of Duties.
Well, yeah, essentially. From all the other Black Ops, they developed a big map with all of, not all, but most of the good maps from other Black Ops. Like, some are just scattered across, and then other are just developed new for this new Call of Duty. And, any other questions?
Well, that was the bell. So we're about to leave. So we'll try getting back on maybe one day. And that's been me, Andrew, Samir, and Charles Pitts. And we've been happy that y'all joined with us. And see you later. Well, I think that's all the time I have here today, folks. And I think what we're going to do is we might come back one day for another podcast, but that has been us comparing and contrasting Overwatch and Black Ops 4. Really, it's your choice. If you want to play Overwatch, you can play Overwatch. If you want to play Black Ops 4, you can play that. Like, it's all your choice. Like, some people consider it different. Some people consider it better. Some people consider it worse. But that has been me, Andrew Chandler, Andrew Coplo, Charles Pitts, Samir Singh, with you today, talking about Overwatch and Black Ops 4. And I hope you enjoyed our podcast.
Okay. Hello, Southside. Today, I'm here with Charles Pitts, Samir Singh, and Andrew Coplo. And we'll be talking about Overwatch and Black Ops 4. First, I'll be talking with Andrew Coplo about Overwatch, and then Samir and Charles will do it later. Okay. So, Andrew, in Overwatch, I have a question. Do you, like, what kind of game is it? Is it, like, a shooter game? Like, first person, third person?
First person shooter that's team-based.
Okay. Like, what kind of different modes are, like, for the game modes? Like, deathmatch or, like...
Well, I mean, they have an arcade mode, which has deathmatch, but most of the rest of the game is just team, about teams like Payload, King of the Hill, Control Points.
Okay. Is there, like, a, campaign mode or something?
Nope.
For the characters, do you design a character or do you, like, make them?
Well, you choose characters from the game that the creators created.
Do they come with their own weapons, or do you, like,
they
make your
weapons? They come with their own weapons.
From, like, what would the range of weapons be?
From hammers to pulse rifles.
Okay. And I have another question about the characters. Are they, like, all human-based, or are there some, like, aliens or something like that?
No, there's a big variety of characters, from humans to robots, from monkey scientists.
Oh, wow, okay. And for the maps, like, are the maps more, like, realistic-based, or...?
Well, the maps are based on real places, just with more technology. Like, they have the moon.
Okay. I heard they have something like, isn't it like Route 66 or something like that?
Route 66? Yep.
Okay. Well, okay, can you explain what Route 66 is?
Basically, it's a highway in the U.S. in Texas.
Uh-huh.
But it's not like I've ever been there, so I can't really describe it.
Well, it's just a route, so, you know. Okay,
you should have described the end game, Route 66, not...
Well, there's a lot of buildings. It starts off where there's a crashed plane outside of a diner, and then it goes into some laboratory.
What happens in the laboratory?
Well, it doesn't really show. You're just trying to push a cart to the end point.
What's the end point?
The enemy spawn.
The end, where you spawn?
The team that's this, the defender spawn.
Okay, but the spawns change, the spawns flip?
Well, in competitive, the attackers spawn in the diner while the defenders spawn in the laboratory, but for competitive, it switches.
It switches, but for casual play, it doesn't switch?
Nope.
Okay. But what if one team gets, like, overrun, they just keep spawning?
Well, they just keep spawning until the payload reaches its end point.
Okay. So, what other game modes are there besides, like, just multiplayer? Is it just multiplayer?
I mean, they have events where they have, player versus computer.
Okay. Is it just... player's computer, could it be like events with...
Yeah, they have events, people. Like they have Lucio Ball, which is basically soccer.
And what's the objective in that?
Well, you use Lucio's powers to get the ball to each other's goal.
So what happens if one team scores?
You score, basically. Until time goes down and then you win or lose.
Is that just one example of a game, different game?
That's one example of a event mode. Then they have currently going on the Halloween event where they have Junkenstein's Revenge, where you're supposed to protect a gate from
robots and other heroes, which have their own Halloween skins.
Okay, I think that's enough with Overwatch. I think it's about time to get over to Black Ops. So Charles will be asking the questions, I think, and Samir will be answering. So Charles, what kind of questions do you have for Samir, who's probably an expert at the game by now?
So, Samir, about how long have you been playing BO4?
Since release, which is October
12th, 2018. All right, who, do you know by any chance who makes the game?
Yeah, Treyarch makes the game and developed by Activision.
Alright, what kind of, like, different weapons do they have?
They got, like, ARs, SMGs, tactical rifles, sniper rifles, launchers, combat knives, and secondaries. They're, like, ranged to different stuff.
Alright, are there choosable characters, or do you, like, create your own characters?
In multiplayer, there's 10 specialists you can choose from, but you can't design them at all. It's pickable.
What kind of game modes are there?
Well, there's, in multiplayer, there's, like, all sorts of, like, team deathmatch, domination, search and destroy, co-confirm, and then there's hardcore game modes that is more realistic, like, you shoot them once, they die, and then there's, like, event game modes that special things happen during certain events, like October and like during winter, and yeah, that's it.
Okay, so is it a multiplayer game mode, or is there a campaign, or battle royales?
Well, there used to be a campaign, but it was removed in this new year of Black Ops. But there is multiplayer, and then there's this battle royale they added and replaced the campaign, which is 88 players to land on a map and. On solos, last one to survive wins. And then there's a different version of that where you can play duos with one other person, and the last two to survive wins. And then there's quads, where there's four people and the last four to survive and win.
All right, can you like play with your friends, or do you play with random people online?
Well, you can play with your friends pretty much as long as you play on the same platform or system. And I think the limit's up to 10 players you can play with as a friend, or like 5.
Alright, what are the maps made up of? Are they made up of, like, real-life places, or what?
Well, it's a realistic game, but not based off real places, since it has guns and stuff. And it's not really, it's just realistic, but it's not really based off anything.
Alright,
okay, I have a question. For the platforms, what kind of platforms can you play on, like?
Well, you can only play, like, Xbox players can play with Xbox players, PS4 players can play with PS4 players, but PC and Xbox players can play together, but Sony and Microsoft can't play together.
Well, and that's Xbox and PlayStation, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Question. Is the game, like, free, or are there, like, any in-game purchases?
Well, as of now, the game is $60, but as of now, there's no microtransactions inside the game, but there is a Black Ops Pass you can get before, or you can get, that's $40, and it's for all the seasonal events and stuff. But basically, there is, like, one big micro transaction.
Okay, so in the game, like, do you like, start out choosing your weapon for the start of the game, or do you, like, pick up weapons as you go?
Well, whenever you start off the game, you first pick a specialist out of 10 specialists that you get to pick, and then you choose whatever class you've created before, and you get to pick it. But throughout the game, if you run to, like, your player, one of your players who've gotten down, and, like, you can pick up their guns and secondaries, pick up whatever. And in their Battle Royale game mode, you can pick up, like, armor, ammo, heals, and even damaged armor.
I heard the Blackout mode was, the map is based on maps from the other Call of Duties.
Well, yeah, essentially. From all the other Black Ops, they developed a big map with all of, not all, but most of the good maps from other Black Ops. Like, some are just scattered across, and then other are just developed new for this new Call of Duty. And, any other questions?
Well, that was the bell, so we're about to leave, so we'll try getting back on maybe one day, and that's been me, Andrew, Andrew, Samir, and Charles Pitts, and we've been happy that y'all joined with us, and see y'all later. Okay, hello Southside. Today I'm here with Charles Pitts, Samir Singh, and Andrew Coppola, and we'll be talking about Overwatch and Black Ops 4. First, I'll be talking with Andrew Coppola about Overwatch, and then Samir and Charles will do it later. Okay, so Andrew, in Overwatch, I have a question. Do you, like, what kind of game is it? Is it like a shooter game, like first person, third person?
First person shooter that's team-based.
Okay, like, what kind of different modes are, like for the game modes, like deathmatch or like...
Well, I mean, they have an arcade mode which has deathmatch, but most of the rest of the game is just team, about teams like payload, king the hill, control points.
Okay. Is there like a campaign mode or something?
Nope.
For the characters, do you design a character or do you like make them?
Well, you choose characters from the game that the creators created.
Do they come with their own weapons or do you like
with their own weapons.
From like, what would the range of weapons be?
From hammers to pulse rifles.
Okay. And I have another question about the characters. Are they like all human based or are there some like aliens or something like that?
No, there's a big variety of characters from humans to robots, from monkey scientists.
Oh, wow, okay. And for the maps, like, are the maps more, like, realistic-based, or...?
Well, the maps are based on real places, just with more technology. Like, they have the moon.
Okay. I heard they have something like, isn't it, like, Route 66 or something like that?
Route 66? Yep.
Okay. Well, okay, can you explain what Route 66 is?
Basically, it's a highway in the U.S. in Texas.
Uh-huh.
But it's not like I've ever been there, so I can't really describe it.
Well, it's just a route, so, you know. Okay,
you should have described the end game, Route 66, not...
Well, there's a lot of buildings. It starts off where there's a crashed plane outside of a diner, and then it goes into some laboratory.
What happens in the laboratory?
Well, it doesn't really show. You're just trying to push a cart to the end point.
What's the end point?
The enemy spawn.
The end, where you spawn?
The defenders spawn.
Okay, but do spawns change? Do spawns flip?
Well, in competitive, the attackers spawn in the diner while the defenders spawn in the laboratory, but for competitive, it switches.
It switches, but for casual play, it doesn't switch?
Nope.
Okay. But what if one team gets, like, overrun, they just keep spawning?
Well, they just keep spawning until the payload reaches its end point.
Okay. So, what other game modes are there besides, like, just multiplayer? Is it just multiplayer?
I mean, they have events where they have, player versus computer.
Okay. Is it just... player's computer? Can it be like events with...
Yeah, they have events. People. Like, they have Lucio Ball, which is basically soccer.
And what's the objective in that?
Well, you use Lucio's powers to get the ball to each other's goal.
So what happens if one team scores?
You score, basically. Until time goes down and then you win or lose.
Is that just one example of a game, a different game?
That's one example of an event mode. Then they have currently going on the Halloween event where they have Junkenstein's Revenge, where you're supposed to protect a gate from robots and other heroes, which have their own Halloween skins.
Okay, I think that's enough with Overwatch. I think it's about time to get over to Black Ops. So Charles will be asking the questions, I think, and Samir will be answering. So Charles, what kind of questions do you have for Samir, who's probably an expert at the game by now?
So, Samir, how long have you been playing BO4?
Since release, which is October 12th,
2018. Alright, who, do you know by any chance who makes the game?
Yeah, Treyarch makes the game and developed by Activision.
Alright, what kind of, like, different weapons do they have?
They got, like, ARs, SMGs, tactical rifles, sniper rifles, launchers, combat knives, and secondaries. They're, like, ranged different stuff.
Alright, are there choosable characters, or do you, like, create your own characters?
In multiplayer, there's 10 specialists you can choose from, but you can't design them at all. Just pickable.
What kind of game modes are there?
Well, there's, in multiplayer, there's, like, all sorts of, like, team deathmatch, domination, search and destroy, kill confirm, and then there's hardcore game modes that is more realistic, like, you shoot them once, they die, and then there's, like, event game modes that special things happen during certain events, like October and like during winter, and yeah, that's it.
Okay, so is it a multiplayer game mode, or is there a campaign or battle royales?
Well, there used to be a campaign, but it was removed in this new year of Black Ops. But there is multiplayer, and then there's this battle royale they added and replaced the campaign, which is 88 players land on a map and on solos, last one to survive wins. And then there's a different version of that where you can play duos with one other person, and the last two to survive wins. And then there's quads where there's four people and the last four surviving win.
Alright, can you like play with your friends, or do you play with random people online?
Well, you can play with your friends pretty much as long as you play on the same platform or system. And I think the limit's up to 10 players you can play with as a friend, or like 5.
Alright, what are the maps made up of? Are they made up of, like, real-life places, or what?
Well, it's a realistic game, but not based off real places, since it has guns and stuff. And it's not really, it's just realistic, but it's not really based off anything.
Alright,
okay, I have a question. For the platforms, what kind of platforms can you play on, like?
Well, you can only play, like, Xbox players can play with Xbox players, PS4 players can play with PS4 players, but PC and Xbox players can play together, but Sony and Microsoft can't play together.
Well, and that's Xbox and PlayStation, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Question. Is the game, like, free, or are there, like, any in-game purchases?
Well, as of now, the game is $60, but as of now, there's no microtransactions inside the game, but there is a Black Ops Pass you can get before, or you can get, that's $40, and it's for all the seasonal events and stuff. But basically, there is, like, one big micro transaction.
Okay, so in the game, like, do you like, start out choosing your weapon for the start of the game, or do you, like, pick up weapons as you go?
Well, whenever you start off the game, you first pick a specialist out of 10 specialists that you get to pick, and then you choose whatever class you've created before, and you get to pick it. But throughout the game, if you run to, like, your player, one of your players who've gotten down, and, like, you can pick up their guns, and secondaries, pick up whatever. And in their Battle Royale game mode, you can pick up, like, armor, ammo, heals, and even damaged armor.
I heard the Blackout mode was, the map is based on maps from the other Call of Duties.
Well, yeah, essentially. From all the other Black Ops, they developed a big map with all of, not all, but most of the good maps from other Black Ops. Like, some are just scattered across, and then other are just developed new for this new Call of Duty. And, any other questions?
Well, that was the bell. So we're about to leave. So we'll try getting back on maybe one day. And that's been me, Andrew, Samir, and Charles Pitts. And we've been happy that y'all joined with us. And see you later. Well, I think that's all the time I have here today, folks. And I think what we're going to do is we might come back one day for another podcast, but that has been us comparing and contrasting Overwatch and Black Ops 4. Really, it's your choice. If you want to play Overwatch, you can play Overwatch. If you want to play Black Ops 4, you can play that. Like, it's all your choice. Like, some people consider it different, some people consider it better, some people consider it worse. But that has been me, Andrew Chandler, Andrew Coplo, Charles Pitts, Samir Singh, with you today, talking about Overwatch and Black Ops 4, and I hope you enjoyed our podcast.
Okay, hello Southside. Today I'm here with Charles Pitts, Samir Singh, and Andrew Coplo, and we'll be talking about Overwatch and Black Ops 4. First, I'll be talking with Andrew Coplo about Overwatch, and then Samir and Charles will do it later. Okay, so Andrew, in Overwatch, I have a question. Do you, like, what kind of game is it? Is it like a shooter game, like first person, third person?
First person shooter that's team-based.
Okay, like, what kind of different modes are, like for the game modes, like deathmatch or like...
Well, I mean, they have an arcade mode which has deathmatch, but most of the rest of the game is just team, about teams like Payload, King of the Hill, Control Points.
Okay. Is there, like, a, campaign mode or something?
Nope.
For the characters, do you design a character or do you, like, make them?
Well, you choose characters from the game that the creators created.
Do they come with their own weapons or do you, like,
they
make your
weapons? They come with their own weapons.
From, like, what would the range of weapons be?
From hammers to pulse rifles.
Okay. And I have another question about the characters. Are they, like, all human-based, or are there some, like, aliens or something like that?
No, there's a big variety of characters, from humans to robots, from monkey scientists.
Oh, wow, okay. And for the maps, like, are the maps more, like, realistic-based, or?
Well, the maps are based on real places, just with more technology. Like, they have the moon.
Okay. I heard they have something like, isn't it, like, Route 66 or something like that?
Route 66? Yep.
Okay. Well, okay, can you explain what Route 66 is?
Basically, it's a highway in the U.S. in Texas.
Uh-huh.
But it's not like I've ever been there, so I can't really describe it.
Well, it's just a route, so, you know. Okay,
You should have described the end game, Route 66, not...
Well, there's a lot of buildings. It starts off where there's a crashed plane outside of a diner, and then it goes into some laboratory.
What happens in the laboratory?
Well, it doesn't really show. You're just trying to push a cart to the endpoint.
What's the endpoint?
The enemy spawn.
The end, where you spawn?
The team that's this. The defender spawn.
Okay, but the spawns change? The spawns flip?
Well, in competitive, the attackers spawn in the diner while the defenders spawn in the laboratory, but for competitive, it switches.
It switches, but for casual play, it doesn't switch?
Nope.
Okay. But what if one team gets, like, overrun? They just keep spawning?
Well, they just keep spawning until the payload reaches its endpoint.
Okay. So, what other game modes are there besides, like, just multiplayer? Is it just multiplayer?
I mean, they have events where they have, player versus computer.
Okay. Is it just player versus computer? Can it be, like, events with...
Yeah, they have events. People? Like, they have Lucio Ball, which is basically soccer.
And what's the objective in that?
Well, you use Lucio's powers to, get the ball to each other's goal.
So what happens if one team scores?
You score, basically. Until time goes down and then you win or lose.
Is that just one example of a game? A different game?
That's one
example of a event mode than they have currently going on the Halloween event, where they have Junkenstein's Revenge, where you're supposed to protect a gate from robots and other heroes, which have their own Halloween skins.
Okay, I think that's enough with Overwatch. I think it's about time to get over to Black Ops. So Charles will be asking the questions, I think, and Samir will be answering. So Charles, what kind of questions do you have for Samir, who's probably an expert at the game by now?
So, Samir, about how long have you been playing BO4?
Since release, which is October
12th, 2018. All right, who, do you know by any chance who makes the game?
Yeah, Treyarch makes the game and developed by Activision.
Alright, what kind of, different weapons do they have?
They got, ARs, SMGs, tactical rifles, sniper rifles, launchers, combat knives, and secondaries. They're, ranged to different stuff.
Alright, are there choosable characters, or do you, create your own characters?
In multiplayer, there's 10 specialists you can choose from, but you can't design them at all. It's pickable.
What kind of game modes are there?
Well, there's, in multiplayer, there's, all sorts of, team deathmatch, domination, search and destroy, co-confirm, and then there's hardcore game modes that is more realistic, you shoot them once, they die, and then there's, event game modes that special things happen during certain events, like October, and, during winter, and, yeah, that's it.
Okay, so, is it a multiplayer game mode, or is there a campaign, or battle royales?
Well, there used to be a campaign, but it was removed in this new year of Black Ops. But there is multiplayer, and then there's this battle royale they added and replaced the campaign, which is 88 players land on a map, and on solos, last one to survive wins. And then there's a different version of that where you can play duos with one other person, and the last two to survive wins. And then there's quads, where there's four people and the last four surviving win.
Alright, can you play with your friends, or do you play with random people online?
Well, you can play with your friends pretty much as long as you play on the same platform or system. And I think the limit's up to 10 players you can play with as a friend, or 5.
Alright, what are the maps made up of? Are they made up of real life places or what?
Well, it's a realistic game, but not based off real places, since it has guns and stuff. And it's not really, it's just realistic, but it's not really based off anything.
Alright.
Okay, I have a question. For the platforms, what kind of platforms can you play on,
Well, you can only play, Xbox players can play with Xbox players, PS4 players can play with PS4 players, but PC and Xbox players can play together, but Sony and Microsoft can't play together.
Well, and that's Xbox and PlayStation, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Question. Is the game, free, or are there, any in-game purchases?
Well, as of now, the game is $60, but as of now, there's no microtransactions inside the game. But there is a Black Ops Pass you can get before, or you can get, that's $40, and it's for all the seasonal events and stuff. But basically, there is, one big microtransaction.
Okay, so in the game, do you start out choosing your weapon for the start of the game, or do you, pick up weapons as you go?
Well, whenever you start off the game, you first pick a specialist out of 10 specialists that you get to pick, and then you choose whatever class you've created before, and you get to pick it. But throughout the game, if you run to, your player, one of your players who've gotten down, and, you can pick up their guns, and, secondaries, pick up whatever. And in their battle royale game mode, you can pick up armor, ammo, heals, and even damaged armor.
I heard the blackout mode was, the map is based on maps from the other Call of Duties.
Well, yeah, essentially. From all the other Black Ops, they developed a big map with all of, not all, but most of the good maps from other Black Ops. Some are just scattered across, and then other are just developed new for this new Call of Duty. And, any other questions?
Well, that was the bell. So we're about to leave. So we'll try getting back on maybe one day. And that's been me, Andrew, Samir, and Charles Pitts. And we've been happy that y'all joined with us. And see you later. I don't know about you guys, but I can't wait to get my present from Santa. He always gives me the best presents ever. Like, I can't believe it. I went to the mall this year, and I saw him, and I said, I want the best present you could ever give me.
Santa? How do you believe in Santa? Are you a fool?
No. I always see him at the mall. Like, who doesn't?
But aren't the malls open during the day, and Santa's supposed to go around at night?
One time a year. Not several.
Well, that's the thing, though. He uses Christmas magic. Duh. Like, who wouldn't believe in him? Seriously. But
only a fool would believe in him, so you.
Ho, ho, ho!